Jambo, ya watu wa Bungoma na Maharibi mwa Kenya. Karibu ya Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I just want to welcome you to the Voice of Hope. I believe that God wants to speak a word today to the people of Bungoma and Western Kenya. You know, I lived in Bungoma for 4 years and Kitale for 4 years. And I developed a lot of friends in Bungoma and Kitale. And I go back from time to time. Lord willing, I'll be back again in Bungoma in April of next year. And so I pray for Bungoma. I pray for the people of Bungoma, churches of Bungoma, and pray for God to bless Bungoma and to use Bungoma in a great way. Recently, about 3 weeks ago, I was praying for Bungoma and Western Kenya, and God spoke, I believe, a word to me that God is going to reveal His glory, His power, and His blessing from Bungoma and Western Kenya to the rest of the nation and throughout East Africa. And I believe God wants to do a new work in Bungoma and Western Kenya, to show forth His glory. Now, God's glory is His character and nature. See, God's glory is God is holy, God is powerful, God is loving, God is kind, God is generous, God is peaceful. Those are the characteristics of God. And so when we say we release God's glory, we're releasing God's character so people know what God is like. And so God wants to release His glory out of Bungoma. So for God to release His glory out of Bungoma, people of Bungoma, the believers in Bungoma, need to begin to walk in the character and nature of God or of Jesus Christ. We need to begin to walk in the love and peace and joy of Jesus Christ that we have through our relationship with Christ, through the new birth and salvation. But He also wants to show forth His power out of Bungoma and Western Kenya to the rest of the nation. And He wants to be a blessing, use Western Kenya to be a blessing to the nation of Kenya and to other countries in East Africa and even beyond. And so as I was praying about what the Lord had spoken to me, I want to go back to the story of Abraham, the father of the nation of Israel and the father of faith. And so we want to begin with the story of Abraham back in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. And this is where God first appears to Abraham. Back then he was called Abram, before his name was changed to Abraham. And in Genesis 12, 1, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.'" And so God called Abraham, or Abram, to leave his country, his family, and his father's house, and to go to a nation he did not know, to go to a land he did not know, and to believe God to do the impossible for him and to make him a great nation, and he would be a blessing to all the nations in the earth. And so the same way God calls us. Now, if we're going to be used of God, you don't have to leave your nation or your family, but you have to separate yourself from the people of this world. In other words, God's kingdom must be more important than your family and your nation and your tribe and your clan. Because God's calling us out of that into something greater. He's calling us into His kingdom. You know, we have the kingdoms of this world and we have the kingdom of Jesus Christ. The disciples, God called disciples to follow Him, to become part of His kingdom and to show forth His glory and His power in the earth. And God is calling a people out of the world today. God is calling a people out to be totally His so that He can show forth His glory and His power and bless the world. And so God is raising up a people throughout the world that their first allegiance, that means they give themselves first to Jesus Christ, and then they give themselves to helping other people. And so God is calling out a people, I believe, in Western Kenya, Bungoma and Western Kenya. He's calling them to separate themselves so that he can show forth his glory and his power and use them to be a blessing. And so Abraham obeyed God. And in Hebrews 11:8, it says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go to a place he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. So Abraham left what he knew. Now, he lived in a city called Haran at the time, and at that time he was living with all his family and relatives. He probably lived in a nice house. He seemed to be from a fairly wealthy family. He had everything that he had was there. And God asked him to give all that up and to go to a place he did not know. And by faith, Abraham obeyed to receive the inheritance that God had for him. And God has an inheritance for all of us. God wants to bless us and use us in order to show forth his glory in the earth. See, Jesus, he left heaven. He left the glory of heaven. He left the security of heaven. And he came to earth and he lived like a man on earth in order to show forth the glory and power of God and to bring salvation to the world. And God calls us out of the world. God calls us out of a place of our security into a place where we have to trust God and obey God. And you know, as the world gets darker and more evil, God is calling us more and more to separate ourselves from the ways of this world so he can show forth his glory through us. See, as long as you stay in the world and the ways of the world, you can't show forth God's glory. So you can't be part of the light and part of the darkness too. Light and darkness cannot live in the same place. Light is separated from the darkness. Light pushes back the darkness. And when God calls us out of the world, we are separated from the world. He calls the kingdom of priests, a royal nation, a royal priesthood, that we may show forth his glory and praises in the world. And so God is wanting to raise up a people out of Bungoma and Western Kenya to show forth his glory, his power, and his character and nature throughout the world, and to be a blessing to the world. And so then we get into Genesis chapter 15, and Abraham has left everything. He's left all to follow God. He's left everything that he knows, and he's now living in a land where he's a foreigner, in the land of promise. See, he said he went out so he would receive an inheritance. An inheritance is something you're going to receive, but you maybe not don't have it yet. And so Abraham, God promised to make him a great nation, and so he left his country, left everybody he knew, and went out to a land he didn't know by faith, not knowing where he was going. But the land of promise was his land of inheritance, but it was not yet his, because he had to walk and claim his inheritance for himself, or for God. And so in Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6, 20 years have gone by since Abraham left everything to follow God and the promises of God. And Abraham and Sarah have, in 20 years, have not had a child yet. And God told them they're going to have become a great nation, and through them all the nations of the world will be blessed. But 20 years have gone by and it hasn't happened. And in Genesis chapter 15, beginning with verse 2, Abraham begins to complain to God. And he says, God, where is this child you promised me? You haven't given me a child, and my servant is going to inherit everything I had. Now, Abraham was a wealthy man. He was living in a tent, but he had huge amounts of cattle and sheep and goats. He was a very wealthy and prosperous man in the land of promise, but he was living in a tent. And so he said, God, you haven't given me a son to inherit everything I have. My servants are going to inherit everything I have. And so in Genesis chapter 15, verse 5, we see God's response to Abraham. God says, no, Abraham, I'm going to give you the child that I promised you, and he will receive your inheritance and everything that you have. Then in Genesis 15, 5, it says, then God brought Abraham outside. Outside of what? Outside of his tent. And God said, look toward the heaven and count the stars and see if you are able to number them. And so God called Abraham outside of his tent. Now it was nighttime because he called Abraham outside to look at the stars. And so it was nighttime. Abraham was in his tent. His tent was a place of safety. His tent was a place of rest. His tent was a place of security. Outside it was dark. There could be dangerous animals out there. And Abraham was comfortable inside his tent. But God told Abraham, you must get out of your tent. He said, and he, God, brought Abraham outside. Outside of what? Outside of his tent. And when Abraham came out of his tent, he looked up to the heaven and saw the stars that were in the sky. And God said, look now toward the heaven and count the stars if you're able to number them. And God said to Abraham, so shall your descendants be. Your descendants are going to be like the stars of the heaven. Now, Abraham doesn't have one child yet. His wife is barren. They've been 20 years since they left their home. And God says, look toward the stars. I'm going to give you descendants like the stars of the heaven. And then it goes on down, verse 6, and it says, Abraham believed the Lord, and it was counted him for righteousness. Righteousness means a right relationship with God. He believed God, and so he had a right relationship with God. You know, relationship with God comes first of all through the new birth. We must accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. We must be born again. We must leave the world and become a child of God and follow God and live as our example, follow Jesus Christ and live as he lived. We leave our past, just like Abraham left his country to go to a land he didn't know. See, God calls us on a journey of faith with him. God wants to bring you into a place of blessing, and God wants to use you to bless other people. Now, sometimes that journey can be short, but sometimes it can be long. For Abraham, 20 years has gone by. He left his home country when he was 75, and 20 years has gone by. But Abraham, now God reaffirms his covenant or promise to Abraham. But God says, you must come out of your tent. You see, our tent is a place of security. It's a place of rest. Your home is a place of security and rest. But God calls us out of our place of security and rest to trust him. See, trusting God means you step out into what is impossible for you. See, many people are not willing to follow God totally because they're not willing to lay down their lives. They're not willing to give up their security and what they put their trust in and totally follow God. See, the disciples left everything to follow Jesus. And God is wanting to raise up a people in Bungoma and Western Kenya that will commit themselves to following God, that will get out of their place of comfort. You know, your place of comfort is everything you can do yourself. If you can do something yourself, God's not going to do it. You have to get out of your place of comfort into a place where you can't do it. See, Abraham could not have a child. He needed to trust God to have a child. Sarah was barren, but he trusted God and believed that God would give him a child. And he had to leave his home country. He had to get out of his tent. See, before, when Abraham was in his tent, he was complaining to God, God, you've given me no son. But when he came outside his tent and saw the stars, then it says he believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. What happened between verse 4 and verse 6? That's verse 5. Abraham was complaining, but now he's not complaining. He has faith. Why? Because he has a vision of what God wants to do. He understands what God wants to do in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, it says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God." So God promises in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10 that eye has not seen nor ear heard the things that God has prepared for those who love him. See, God wants to do something greater than yourself. See, when we have all kinds of limitations. I talk to people, we don't have enough money, don't have enough education, don't have this and that. Yeah, we have all those limitations. There are many problems. We have all those problems. But God is greater than the problem. God is greater than those limitations. And right now, there's a lot of economic challenges that we're facing. But God is greater than the economic challenges of Bungoma and Kenya. God is greater than those economic challenges. And we need to get out of our place of security so we can have a vision of God. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches things, yes, the deep things of God. So God wants to reveal things to us, but we have to get out of our tent. You have to get out of your place of security. You have to get out of your house. See, inside your tent, you can't see the stars. Inside your house, you can't see the stars. Inside the place of security, you can't see the promises of God. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal great things to you, but you have to get out of your place of security, because what you can do, God is not going to do. God only does things that he can do. God calls us into the impossible to believe him for the impossible. And God wants to do a great work in us. And Abraham believed God, and he stepped outside his tent, and God gave him a revelation of what God was going to do in his life, and he believed God. And that revelation comes through the Holy Spirit, and that revelation comes through the Word of God. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So as you learn the Word of God, you learn about God. And then as you learn about God, it builds up your faith. And as your faith grows, it enables you to hear God. See, the reason for the Bible is for us to get to know God. People say, I don't understand the Bible. The more you read the Bible, the more you will understand it. And the more you read it, the more revelation will come to you, the more you will understand God. And when you begin to understand God, you begin to hear his voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't speak things that are outside the Word of God. The Holy Spirit confirms what God is doing. And so God wants to birth a new faith in you. God wants to birth a new revelation in you. God wants to bring you out of the place you are into the new place he has. God wants to reveal his glory and his power through you. God wants to reveal his character and nature. God wants to use you as a blessing. God said, Abraham, you leave your father's house and you leave your family and country, and I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And Abraham became a great blessing. We receive our blessings through Abraham because of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was a descendant of Abraham. The Abrahamic covenant is for us because of Jesus Christ. God wants to bless us and use us to be a blessing. God wants to show forth his character and nature, just like he did when Jesus walked on the earth. Jesus said, the same works I do, you will do also, and even greater works will you do, that my Father may be glorified. See, Jesus went around doing great things because Jesus did not walk according to the world. He yielded and did the will of the Father. Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me to do and say what the Father tells me to say. See, Jesus was in constant communication by the Holy Spirit. God wants to bring us into a relationship with him where he can glorify himself through us. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is believing for that which you cannot see. See, Abraham, it said Abraham obeyed when he was called out, not knowing where he would be going, but he believed that he'd receive an inheritance. He believed by faith that he was going to have a child, and that child was going to be the father of many nations, and God was going to bless him. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. You have to step out in faith into that land you don't know. Get out of your tent of place and secure it. God is calling a people to show forth his glory and his power and to be a blessing to the earth in these last days. And God is calling you and I out to that place. God is calling people from Bungoma County, Western Kenya, to show forth his glory and his power. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." So faith is the evidence of things hoped for. You have an expectation. See, Abraham, God called him out and said, "I'm going to make you a great nation." Abraham called Abraham outside his tent and said, "I'm going to give you descendants like the stars of the sky." That was God's promise. So Abraham left his country with an expectation. See, an expectation is you expect something from God. So by faith, you begin to do it. I use the example, you know, if you expect the bus to come, you get out of your home, walk down to the road because you expect the bus to come. And you watch for the bus coming because you expect the bus to come. And then when the bus comes, by faith, you get on the bus that bus is going to take you to your destination. But you see, without hope and expectation, you don't even go out to the bus stop. See, it's an expectation of what God's going to do. Are you expecting that God is going to do something great in Kenya? That God's going to bless you and bless Kenya? And that God is going to use you? If you have that expectation, by faith, you begin to obey God. You begin to do what God tells you to do. You begin to step out of your country, your place of safety, the things that you know, and begin to do things that are beyond your ability that you can only do by the power of God. Hebrews 11:8, which I already quoted to you, says, "By faith, Abraham obeyed." See, obedience is the evidence of faith. James said, "Without obedience, faith is dead." See, faith is demonstrated by obeying God and doing what he calls you to do. In Hebrews 11:11, says, "By faith, Sarah," Abraham's wife, "by faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." So it says, "By faith, Sarah received strength to conceive seed." See, as I said before, Sarah was barren. She could not have a child. She had been 20 years with no child. But by faith, she received strength to conceive seed. See, God wants to make you pregnant with the kingdom of God. See, when a woman becomes pregnant, she begins to have an expectation that she's going to have a child. And that child in her womb begins to change her life. And then one day, she starts to give birth to that child, and she comes into labor pains. And in the pain, she delivers a child a new life. But she carries that child for 9 months before she delivers. And it's a painful thing to deliver, but because of her expectation and the joy set before that she's going to have a child, she goes through the pain of delivering that child because of the hope and expectation she has. And the same thing with us. See, God wants to reveal things to us. God says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him." But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. See, the Spirit of God wants to make you pregnant with a vision. He wants to make you pregnant with a promise. See, Abraham and Sarah became pregnant with a promise. And the promise was, if you will leave your country, your family, and all your ancestral practices and everything, that I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to make you different from all other nations. And through you, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. When you get a promise from God, it makes you pregnant with that promise. You begin to pray about it. You begin to meditate. You begin to think about it. You begin to talk about that God, what God has spoken to you. It becomes alive, and you begins to change your vision, change your life, begins to change what you do. And it says, Sarah became received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past age because she judged God faithful who had promised. See, she bore a child. See, sometimes giving birth to what God wants to do is painful. Giving birth is painful. Sometimes doing what God wants to do is painful. It was painful for Jesus to go to the cross. But Jesus went through the pain to the cross because he was giving birth to a new kingdom. He was giving birth to a new family. He was giving birth and life and help and hope to the world. And it was worth the pain. And sometimes we have to go through pain to come into what God has for us. But if we receive, if we believe the promise, if we become pregnant with the promise, we are willing to go through the pain to give birth to what God wants to do and is calling us to do in our lives. And it says, because she judged him faithful who had promised. You see, her faith was not in the promise. Her faith was in the one who gave the promise. She judged him faithful who had promised. See, many people, they focus on the promise and not the faithfulness of God. And sometimes we don't know when the promise will come to pass. Sometimes promises delay. God promised Abraham and Sarah that they would have a child. 20 years went by before the promise came to pass. But she judged God faithful who had promised. Her faith was in God. See, if your faith is in the promise, you'll become disappointed. Maybe it won't happen when you expect it to happen. Maybe it won't happen how it happened, because God has different ways of doing things. But your faith is in the one who gave the promise, because the one who gave the promise is faithful to us. So Hebrews 10, 35 and 36 there says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you need endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So don't cast away your promises. Don't cast away the promise, God. God is faithful. Get pregnant with the promise. Begin to pray about it. Begin to talk about it. Begin to meditate. Allow the Spirit to stir your heart to do what God wants you to do. And I just encourage you today, God wants to do something in your life. God wants to do something in your community. God wants to do something in your nation. And God wants to make you pregnant with something today, because God wants to show forth his glory through you. If you listen to the voice of hope, encourage others to listen to the voice of hope. If you want someone else to listen to today's message, you can go give my website, voiceofhopetoday.org. voiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to all my messages on my website. Lord God, I just pray for every person listening to Voice of Hope today. I pray, Lord God, that you encourage them by your Spirit. Lord, I believe you're birthing something in your people and throughout the world, Lord God. Lord, I believe you're birthing something in your people in Bungoma County in Western Kenya, Lord God. I pray that you encourage their hearts, Lord God. May faith arise in them. May the Holy Spirit stir up in them, Lord God, what you desire to do, Lord God. We live in challenging days, but you are greater. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we thank you for the victory that we have through Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray your blessings upon every person in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to encourage you to join me and listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday. And if you don't hear it, go to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, and you can hear all my radio broadcasts. God bless you and keep you until next Sunday. Bye-bye.